This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. When there are mounds of snow in colder U.S. climes, talk of baseball's spring training provides relief. But it's hard to dream of spring training after a Miami newspaper report has revealed evidence that Alex Rodriguez, Melky Cabrera, and other players may have received performance-enhancing drugs from a clinic in South Florida called Biogenesis. This week, another report linked Milwaukee Brewers slugger Ryan Braun to the clinic. Braun has issued a statement saying his lawyers consulted with Biogenesis about his successful appeal of a suspension for steroid use. Joining me is CBSSports.com baseball columnist Danny Nobler. Danny, welcome to Only a Game.
Hey, nice talking to you.
Last year, Ryan Braun avoided a 50-game suspension by contesting the chain of custody of a urine sample he'd provided for drug testing. And in a column published this week, you wrote, "Ryan Braun, you're doing it to us again, leaving us wondering, leaving us asking questions, leaving us in that zone of uncertainty that we had hoped we had left behind." What is the danger of that uncertainty for baseball?
Baseball had, for many, many years, not been serious about the steroid problem. In recent years, they've gone completely the other direction to the point where they say, and they're probably right about this, that they have the strongest and strictest drug testing system in professional sports. And one of the reasons for the big testing program is that we don't suspect everybody. We only suspect those who fail the test. That's the real danger for baseball, that we go back into that era where any baseball player can be suspected.
Back in 2009, Alex Rodriguez acknowledged that he had used performance-enhancing drugs several years earlier when he was playing for the Texas Rangers, and of course he claimed that he had stopped before he joined the Yankees. How do you see this playing out for him?
His reputation has already taken plenty of hits, not just for the performance-enhancing drugs, but also for his performance problems just on the field. As somebody said, his performance hasn't been enhanced the last couple of years. But I don't know if it's the last straw, but it's another straw.
Well, as you note in your column, the standard of proof for baseball's drug testing program is high, so it will take more than just media reports to result in a suspension, probably. Do you believe baseball is especially motivated to go after Braun and Alex Rodriguez?
Oh, yeah, I don't think there's any question about that. In the case of Ryan Braun, MLB took the extraordinary step of releasing a statement publicly disagreeing with the arbitrator who overturned Braun's suspension. The proof on him is going to be more difficult. With Alex Rodriguez, there were clear listings of performance-enhancing drugs next to his name in the records of Biogenesis. In the case of Ryan Braun, his name appeared in the records, but not next to any drugs.
Of the other players tied to the clinic in these stories that we've been talking about, which ones do you think will get the most attention as the stories play out?
If they can prove that a player made a purchase of HGH or any other of the drugs that are against baseball rules, if they can prove it, they don't need a positive test to give a 50-game suspension. Now, they do need proof. The other two players, who it would be very big news if they did get suspended, would be pitcher Gio Gonzalez of the Washington Nationals, who was a 20-game winner last year, and outfielder Nelson Cruz of the Texas Rangers.
The prevailing sentiment prior to the Miami New Times report was that baseball had made progress in getting beyond the so-called steroids era. I wonder, have all these perceived gains been wiped out by the stories we've been talking about?
Oh, I don't think all of them have been wiped out. This is certainly a step backwards for baseball. However, because of the testing, and baseball was investigating this clinic and other sources before these stories came out, I don't think it's fair for anyone to, at this point, say that baseball isn't serious about the problem. The question is more how much progress they've made and how much still has to be made.
Danny Nobler is a baseball columnist for CBSSports.com, and you can link to his piece titled With Baseball and PEDs, A Return to Uncomfortable Uncertainty at our website, onlyagame.org. Danny, thank you very much for speaking with me.
No problem. Good talking to you.